This is for Postula.
Those of you who can follow me, please follow me.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
I bring my respectful obeisances to the Lord who is present in everything.
Odajem svoje poštovanje Gospodinu koji je prisutan u svemu.
The Upanishads teach by stories, and one of the stories goes like this.
Upanishade podučavaju kroz priče, a jedna taka priča ide ovako.
Once about a spiritual teacher who had a son who was so arrogant that that particular teacher could not really educate his son.
Bio jednom jedan duhovni učitelj čiji je sin međutim bio toliko arrogantan da ga njegov otac nije mogao podučiti.
Finally, the teacher gave up and gave him to the best school of the country.
Učitelj je na kraju digao ruke, te ga je poslao u najbolju školu u zemlji.
And after 13 long years, his son came back and his father asked him to request.
Nakon 13 dugih godina, sin se je vratio natrag, a njegov mu otac postavio tri pitanja.
Have you seen what cannot be seen?
Jesi li vidio ono što se ne može vidjeti?
Have you heard what cannot be heard?
Jesi li čuo što se ne može čuti?
Can you explain what cannot be explained?
Možeš li objasniti ono što se ne može objasniti?
His son said, no, father.
Sin je rekao, ne, oče.
I have not heard what cannot be heard.
Nisam čuo što se ne može čuti.
How can I explain what cannot be explained?
A kako bih mogao objasniti ono što se objasniti ne može?
His father said, then you have not learned anything.
Njegov otac onda rekao, u tom slučaju nisi naučio ništa.
Go to this tree and bring me the fruit of the tree.
Pođi do ovoga stabla i donesi mi njegov plod.
Son came back after some time with the fruit.
Sin je nakon nekoga vremena došao sa plodom.
What do you see? Asked his father.
Što vidiš? Upitao njegov otac.
A red fruit, said the son.
Crvenu voćku, rekao je sin.
Fool.
Budalo.
Don't you see more?
Zar ne vidiš ništa više?
Son was a little irritated. Took a knife and opened the fruit. Said, yes, father, I see a peel. I see the flesh of the fruit.
Sin je tog malo iziritiralo, tako je donio nož i razrezao voćku. Onda je rekao, pa da, oče, evo vidim koru, vidim meso tog ploda.
And I see the seeds.
I vidim sjemenke.
Fool, is that all what you see?
Budalo jedna, zar je to sve što vidiš?
Now the arrogant son, who had learned in the best school of the country, was getting impatient.
Arogantni sin koji je pohađao najbolju školu u zemlji, već je postao pomalo nestrpljiv.
What did his father mean?
Što to moj otac misli?
But he patiently opened the seed and said, Father, in the seed I also see the peel and then the inside of the seed.
No, sin je onda uzao tu košticu i nju je također prepolovio, te je rekao, pa da, oče, evo, i sjemenke mogu vidjeti njenu ovojnicu i mogu vidjeti unutrašnje sjemenke.
Is this all which you can see? Do I have such a foolish son? The father.
Zar je to sve što vidiš? Zar imam tako budala svoga sina? Upitao je otac.
Now the son could not speak any longer.
Sada više sin nije imao što reći.
He was clearly confused.
Bilo je očigledno da je zbunjen.
Of course, that's all what you see in the fruit, the peel, the flesh of the fruit, the seed, and maybe inside the seed something, but most of the seed.
Pa, naravno, kad uzmete voćku, možete vidjeti njenu koru, njenu meso, tkivo, možete vidjeti sjemenke, ako baš želite sjemenke, možete također vidjeti možda ogrlicu i unutrašnje sjemenke, ali što još postoji što se može vidjeti?
But his spiritual father saw more.
Ali i njegov duhovni otac vidio je više.
He said, inside the seed I see another tree.
On je rekao, unutar ove sjemenke ja vidim još jedno stablo.
Everything is there to manifest the tree.
Ovdje postoji sve pomoću čega se to stablo može očitovati.
And in that tree I see many fruits.
A u tom stablu, na tom stablu vidim brojne plodove.
With many seeds.
Sa brojnim sjemenkama.
Who carry inside of them many, many more trees.
A koji u sebi nose još mnoga i mnoga stabla.
My dear elder son, this is what is in the fruit.
Dragi moj arrogantni sine, to je ono što se nalazi u plodu.
It is the unseen energy of God.
To je nevidljiva gospodinova energija.
The Brahman energy.
To je energija Brahmana.
This is how the Svetashvatara Upanishad begins its teaching.
Na ovaj način Svetashvatara Upanishada započinje svoju poduku.
It is a teaching which opens our eyes to the mystery of God which surrounds all of us at every moment.
To je učenje koje razjašnjava misteriju Boga koji nas u svakom trenutku posvuda okružuje.
I want to talk today about this energy of God which is around us.
Danas bih želio govoriti o toj gospodinovoj energiji koja se nalazi oko nas.
A very special, and I want to talk about a very special aspect of this energy, which, if you can catch it, will become the strength of your life.
Također, osim o toj energiji, želim govoriti i o jednom njenom posebnom vidu, koji, ukoliko možete obuhvatiti, postaće nešto vrlo značajno za vas, za vaš život.
Today we want to discuss about the Kripa Shakti of the Lord, the energy of divine mercy.
Danas želim govoriti o Kripa Shakti, odnosno o energiji božanske milosti gospodina.
We may not yet be able to see it, but we hope that after the lecture we have at least a theoretical framework which can help us to explore and find this energy.
Mi je za sada možda još ne vidimo, ali nadam se da ćemo nakon predavanja imati barem taj teoretski okvir pomoću koje ćemo je moći uočiti.
Let us start.
Započnimo.
With these eyes we can really see only very, very little.
Ovim očima možemo zapravo vidjeti vrlo, vrlo malo toga.
In spiritual life, therefore, we sometimes talk about opening another eye, a third eye, the eye of knowledge, which helps us to see clearer.
U duhovnom životu stoga ponekad govorimo o otvaranju trećega oka, oka znanja, koje nam pomaže da jasnije vidimo.
We cannot see, because our eyes are covered.
Mi ne možemo vidjeti zato što su naše oči prikrivene.
Vedic scriptures describe very philosophically different states of coverings which are limiting the spiritual soul.
Vedski spisi podrobno objašnjavaju različite vrste prikrivača koje ograničavaju duhovnu dušu.
It is said when the soul enters the minerals at that time its consciousness is extremely covered.
Rečeno je da je svjesnost duše vrlo, vrlo prikrivena kada ona uđe u minerale.
Do you know that there are life, that souls are even within stones, did you know?
Jeste li znali da duše postoje čak i u kamenju?
The Red Indians use the bogey stones. I also had once a pair of bogey stones. You can feel them in your hand and then they give you some energy. They seem as almost like shaking.
Američki indijanci imali su određenu vrstu kamena. Ja sam također posjedovala takav kamen, čiju energiju možete sjetiti ako ih, na primjer, se držite u ruci, oni će se čak početi tresti u njoj.
Bogey stones, some bogey,
Oni se na engleskom nazivaju bogi, kamenovi, ali ja ne znam kako se to prevodi.
So, you can imagine how much this soul is covered in a stone body. What can it do? It cannot go to a dance or any culture is not possible.
Možete samo zamisliti koliko je prekrivena duša koja se nalazi u takvom kamenitom tijelu. Ona ništa ne može napraviti, ne može otići na ples, ne može razviti ali baš nikakvu vrstu kulture.
Next, when the soul climbs up on the evolutionary ladder, it comes to the animal form, or plant form first, and then animal form, and in these forms, the consciousness is a shrunken.
Potom, kada se duša penje po nekim evolucijskim stepenicama, ona dalje napreduje u biljna tijela ili u životinska tijela, međutim, njena svjesnost je još uvijek vrlo povučena.
Finally, when the soul goes higher and comes in the human form of life, its consciousness is called, said to be in the budding state.
I konačno, kada duša dođe u ljudski oblik života, kaže se da je njena svjesnost u obliku pupoljka.
Yeah. Bud means like this, the possibility of a flower and fragrance.
Pupoljak znači da postoji i neka mogućnost mirisa i cvijeta.
In the same way, the human being has a possibility to develop its consciousness so that it blooms.
Na isti način, ljudsko biće ima tu mogućnost da razvije svoju svjesnost tako da ona može procvjetati.
Next time when you see a person who is very undeveloped in his consciousness, you should say to him, you but.
Kada sljedećeg puta vidite neku osobu čija svjesnost nije odveć razvijena, možete mi reći, oh, ti pupoljku jedan.
Yes, it's a very polite way of saying you have room for improvement, you have room for blossoming.
To je vrlo uljudan način na koji možete o sebi reći da još ima jako puno prostora za razvitak, da još ima prostora za cvatnju.
Yes. So when a human being takes charge or responsibility for his growth, spiritual growth, and starts to blossom, then this is this blooming state of consciousness.
Kada ljudsko biće preuzme nadzor nad tim svojim rastvaranjem, odnosno nad mogućnosti cvjetanja ili razvijanjem svoje svjesnosti nadalje, to se onda naziva stupnjem cvjetanja.
At such a time, human being will be interested in yoga.
U to vrijeme ljudsko biće će zanimati yoga.
In healthy life.
Zdrav život.
In some spiritual rules.
Neka vrsta duhovnih pravila.
Now, when we finally, as humans, have developed our full potential, we are called in the fully blossomed state of consciousness.
I kada ljudi u potpunosti razviju svoje potencijale, kaže se da su u punom cvatu svoje svjesnosti.
I think you all know what I mean from just investigating your own states of consciousness.
Mislim da svi znate što mislim, samo ako proučite razvoj vlastite svjesnosti.
Don't you know these states of consciousness where you're full of fear, maybe you're afraid, will I pass this examination or not?
Svi znate da te različite stupnje u svjesnosti, na primjer kada se plašite, recimo možete se bojati hoću li proći ovaj ispit ili ne.
Or you're depressed because you live in Zagreb near the graveyard.
Ili ste deprimirani jer živite u Zagrebu negdje pokraj groblja.
And you feel your consciousness is very much, you know, like a pupunik, this
but, I možete onda jako osjetiti kako vaša svjesnost nalikuje pupoljku.
And on the other side, don't we all know these states where our consciousness and our heart seem to expand with love and well-meaning towards others?
I zar ne znamo svi te stupnje u našoj svijesti kada se ona počne širiti, rastvarati, kada osjeti tu ljubav i dobronamjernost prema drugim živim bićima?
Also when you are in a spiritual movement, sometimes your consciousness is like a bud.
I kada ste u nekom duhovnom pokretu, vaša svjesnost također može kad kada nalikovati na pupoljak.
You feel very small-minded.
Osjećate se vrlo bijedni, bijednouma.
Intolerant and often angry and bitter.
Netolerantni ste, srditi ili ogorčeni.
And you know these states when after singing for a long time the Lord's holy name, your heart seems to embrace the word.
I također znate za ona vremena kada nakon pjevanja Gospodinovih svetih imena vaše srce želi zagrliti svijet.
Now I want to ask you, what allows your consciousness to expand and develop?
Sada bih vam želio postaviti pitanje, što to što dopušta, pomaže vašoj svjesnosti da se rastvori, da procvjeta?
Have you ever investigated this subject?
Da se razvije, jeste li ikada istražili tu temu?
One day you are like the pupoljak.
Jednog ste dana kao pupoljak.
And the other day you seem to be almost enlightened.
A drugoga ste dana gotovo prosvjećeni.
In the very scriptures we understand that there's a certain energy of the Lord which helps you to develop your consciousness.
U pravim spisima možemo vidjeti kako postoje određene Gospodinove energije koje nam mogu pomoći da razvijemo svoju svjesnost.
This energy has been compared with a sun ray which touches the bud and lets it and allows it to open.
Ta se energija uspoređuje sa zrakom sunca koja dodiruje pupoljak i omogućava mu rastvaranje, cvjetanje.
This energy of the Lord is called Kripa Shakti, mercy energy of the Lord.
Ta se Gospodinova energija naziva Kripa Shakti ili Gospodinova moć milosti.
When Lord Krishna was present here on this planet Earth, he would sometimes give this Kripa Shakti to certain individuals.
Kad je Gospodin Krishna bio prisutan ovdje na zemlji, dao bi tu Krishna Shakti, tu Kripa Shakti određenim pojedincima.
It is described, and I think you know about this, when Lord Krishna was present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, every single person who saw him received the rays of his mercy potency.
Opisano je, mislim da to i sami znate, kako je dok je Gospodin Krishna bio na bojnom polju Kurukshetri, svaka osoba tamo dobila zrak lute njegove milosti.
Even the enemies of God who attacked him with raised swords and a bow and arrow.
Čak i Gospodinovi neprijatelji koji su ga napadali uzdignutim mačevima te lukovima i strijelama.
And by this energy they were delivered from the repeated cycle of birth and death and lifted up into the Brahman energy, Brahmajyoti, a spiritual state of liberation.
I zahvaljujući toj energiji svi su oni bili oslobođeni od kruga neprestanog rađanja i umiranja, te su bili uzdignuti u Brahmajyoti, odnosno na duhovnu razinu oslobođenja.
Some of them, even when they saw Lord Krishna, had full enlightenment and went back to the Vaikuntha planet. It means spiritual planets where they had a loving exchange with God.
Neki ljudi bili su u taj vjeri prosvjećeni da su na taj način otišli na Vaikuntha planete, odnosno na duhovne planete na kojima su imali potpunu razmjenu odnosa sa Gospodinom.
Later, Krishna appeared again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I will tell you one little incident in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life where you can see how his Kripa Shakti worked.
Gospodin se Krishna kasnije pojavio kao Gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i ispričat ću vam jedan događaj iz života Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kako biste mogli vidjeti na koji način je tada djelovala njegova Kripa Shakti.
It was when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just taken to the renounced order of life and was on his way from Nadia to Puri.
Zbilo se to neposredno nakon što je Gospodin Chaitanya preuzeo odvojeni red života, te je bio na svojem putu iz Nadije prema Jagannath Puri.
He came to a river where a washerman was washing the clothes on a plank of wood.
On je došao do rijeke, uz koju je jedan perač prao odjeću na komadu daske.
You know, like in India, they do, they take a cloth and they bang it against, against a piece of wood, and in this way get the beat the dirt out of the cloth.
U Indiji peru odjeću na ovaj način, oni uzmu komad tkanine te ga udaraju o nekakvu dasku ili nekakvu vrstu drveta, tako da na taj način istjeraju nečistoću van.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking past this washerman, chanting the names of the Lord in a state of deep divine absorption.
I gospodin Chaitanya je prolazio pokraj tog perača pjevajući gospodinova sveta imena u stanju potpune apsorbiranosti u njih.
Then he stopped at the washerman and said, "Hey, washerman."
Onda je stao i rekao, "Hey, peraču."
The barač said, "I have no money, please continue."
Perač je rekao, "Ja nemam nikakvog novca, molim te nastavi."
Mahaprabhu said, "I don't want money from you."
Mahaprabhu rekao, "Ja ne želim novac od tebe."
Just sing Hari Bol.
Samo pjevaj Hari Bol.
This is all what I want from you.
To je sve što za tebe tražim.
Really?
Doista?
Yes.
Da.
So the washerman started to say Hari Bol.
I onda je perač počeo vikati Hari Bol.
But as he said this syllable, these two syllables, three syllables, Hari Bol, he all of a sudden felt some divine opening in his consciousness.
Ali dok je izgovarao ova tri sloga Hari Bol, osjetio je neko božansko rastvaranje svojega srca.
He started to dance.
Počeo je plesati.
He found himself, although he was not a good dancer, he found himself dancing in many movements.
Iako nije bio dobar plesač, otkrio je da može plesati na mnoge razne načine, sa neobičnim pokretima.
Mahaprabhu just smiled and continued on his journey.
Mahaprabhu se samo smjehnuo i nastavio na svom putu.
Later the wife of the washerman came to the bank of the river where her husband was accustomed to work and saw it. Her husband was dancing now and singing Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol.
Kasnije je peračeva žena naišla uz to mjesto na rijeci na kojem je znanjen muž običava prati, raditi svoj posao i tamo je onda vidjela njega kako pleše i kako pjeva Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
She had never seen her husband like this because he was a little depressed.
Ona nikada nije vidjela svoga muža na taj način jer on je uvijek bio pomalo deprimiran.
So she went to the village to get help.
Pa je onda pošla u selo potražiti pomoć.
So the village people came and they saw this worshipman just being so intensely happy and dancing.
Seljani su potom došli i vidjeli tog perača koji bio tako intenzivno sretan kako pleše i pjeva.
So one man, they all thought at first maybe he's possessed by a duh.
I onda su neki pomisli, pa možda ga je opsio neki duh.
So one man, he was very bored. He came and carefully touched him. And as soon as he touched him, he also started to say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol.
Onda je jedan čovjek koji je bio vrlo hrabar, je došao do perača da taknuo ga, međutim čim je to napravio i on je sam počeo odmah pjevati Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol.
Soon the whole village found itself on the highest states of divine ecstasy.
I odjednom se cijelo selo našlo na najvišim razinama božanskog zanosa.
What had happened?
Što se dogodilo?
The consciousness had been opened.
Njihova se svjesnost rastvorila.
By the kripa or mercy energy of the Lord.
Zahvaljujući gospodinovoj energiji kripe ili milosti.
It is said by the also by the biographers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that when he was present this spiritual effect was felt by every single person, even animals who came close to him.
Biografi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu govore o tome kako je taj kako postao taj božanski učinak na sve osobe koje bi on sreo, pa čak i na životinje.
So the question which I've arise, because some of our young audience is getting a little temperamental, I want to talk about something practical now for you.
Pitanje koje se sad postavlja, koje bih želio postaviti s obzirom da mlađi naša publika će postati temperamentan, je sljedeće.
Our young girl is asking, when is Sachinandan Swami giving something practical for us? Krishna has left the planet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left the planet, how will we get the Kripa Shakti?
I naše mlađe djevojke postavlja pitanje, kada će Sachinandan Swami govoriti o nečem praktičnom? Krishna je već otišao sa planete, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je također otišao sa planete.
It is said when God or an incarnation of God leaves the planet, he leaves his Kripa Shakti hidden in a few, you can say, transcendental agents. And if you contact them, you can contact the Kripa Shakti.
Rečeno je da nakon što Gospodin ode sa ove planete, on ostavlja tu svoju transcendentalnu Kripa Shakti kod nekoliko svojih agenata, a i ako dođete u dodiru, ako kontaktirate nekog od tih agenata, možete doći do nje.
One form in which Krishna's energy can be contacted is his transcendental deity on the altar.
Jedan od tih agenata kroz koje možete doći do te gospodine milosti jeste njegovo božanstvo na altaru.
On Saturday at 5 o'clock we will have a concert in Zagreb where we will invite these transcendental deities, a vigraha, on so that everyone can see them and contact this Kripa Shakti.
U subotu u 5 sati mi ćemo na jednom programu također pozvati te gospodina transcendentalne obliča ili i vigrahe, tako da svi mogu doći u dodir sa njima.
Devotees since time immemorial have found how from this transcendental forms on the altar a lot of spiritual energy and even answers to their deep questions have come.
Bhakti su od pamtivijeka imali iskustva kako od tih gospodinovih transcendentalnih oblika na altaru vrlo često dobijaju različite poruke, čak i odgovore na njihove probleme.
Another place where the Kripa Shakti of Krishna is residing is his holy name.
Drugo mjesto na kojemu prebiva gospodinova Kripa Shakti jeste njegovo sveto ime.
Yes, devotees and also skeptics alike have seen that if they learn to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for a longer time, their heart changes.
Kako bhakte, tako i skeptici otkrili su da se njihovo srce mijenja ako dobiju priliku duže vremena pjevati gospodinovo sveto ime.
Another place where the Kripa Shakti of the Lord is installed is in holy dams, that means holy places.
Još jedno mjesto na kojem je pohranjena ta Kripa Shakti jesu svete dame, odnosno sveta mjesta.
I think it would be nice if we would one day park an airplane before this hall and after the lecture we would all go in the airplane and go to a holy place in India. This would be a fantastic idea.
Mislim da je bila jako dobra ideja kad bismo jednog dana nakon jednog od ovakvih programa mogli parkirati na zrakoplov ovdje vani. Nakon takvog programa pozvati se vas i odletjeti samo na sveto mjesto u Indiju. Mislim da je to bila fantastična ideja.
Even murderers or prostitute hunters who came to a holy place felt that Kripa Shakti.
Čak su i ubojice ili osobe koje su naganjale prostitutke došloši na sveta mjesta osjetili tu gospodinu Kripa Shakti.
And there are other places also.
Postoje također i druga mjesta.
But I will not tell you today. Tomorrow in Zagreb I will speak about it.
Ali danas ih neću spomenuti. O njima ću govoriti sutra u Zagrebu.
I want to encourage all of you. Please be intelligent in your life and contact the Kripa Shakti of the Lord, which will help you to bring your consciousness to a higher state of spiritual perception.
I želim svima vama savjetovati da budete inteligentni i da pokušate doći u dodir sa tom gospodinom Kripa Shakti, zahvaljujući koje će vaša svjesnost doći na najviši stupanj duhovne percepcije.
I have many times seen older Hare Krishnas who have stopped to contact the Kripa Shakti and became like ordinary people again.
često sam viđao starije Hare Krishna koji su prestali dolaziti u dodir sa gospodinom Kripa Shakti, te su ponovo postali nalik običnim ljudima.
This is so sad.
To je tako žalosno.
When you know there is electricity, you should know where to get it, and it's in this faucets,
Ako znate da postoji električna energija, trebate znati i odakle možete dobiti, gdje možete pronaći, so odnosno utičnicama.
So the energy of God, which moves everywhere freely, moving everything in this world, can be contacted by us.
Na isti način, mi možemo doći i u dodir sa tom gospodinovom energijom koja se nalazi posvuda oko nas.
We only have to fulfill one condition.
Moramo ispuniti samo jedan uvjet.
We have to be truthful.
Moramo biti istinoljubivi.
What do we mean with truthful?
Što mislimo pod istinoljubivošću?
We have to honestly admit our reality.
Moramo iskreno priznati koja je naša stvarnost.
There is a song. Hari He. I'm not such a good singer, so I don't sing it.
Postoji jedna pjesma, koju sada neću spjevati jer nisam tako dobar pjevač.
It means, oh my Lord Hari, I have fallen from the spiritual world into this prapanchika, into this place made of five elements, it means the material world.
Ta pjesma glasi, o moj gospodine, pao sam iz duhovnog svijeta u prapanchiku, odnosno na mjesto koje tvori pet elemenata, to je materijalni svijet.
I'm a bound soul now.
Ja sam sada sputana duša.
Like an animal which is bound by ropes, I'm bound by my material desires.
Poput životinje koju sputava užad, ja nalikuj, mene sputavaju moje materijalne želje.
So many desires, blah!
Imam toliko želja.
They are always pulling me like a cellular phone.
I one me stalno zivkaju kao preko mobitela.
Get this, buy this, do this, eat this, sleep this.
Dobij ovo, uzmi ovo, kupi to ono, palaj tamo, radi ovako.
I'm a bound soul.
Ja sam sputana duša.
I have tried so many things for my elevation, but it has failed.
Pokušao sam tolike stvari kako bih se uzdikao, ali sve su one propale.
My mind does not cooperate with my spiritual endeavors for realization.
Moj um jednostavno ne surađuje sa mojim pokušajima duhovne samospoznaje.
Like a wild monkey, my mind runs over this place, the world.
Poput divljega majmuna, moj um trči ovim svijetom.
It doesn't care for spiritual authority.
On ne mari za duhovni autoritet.
My senses are uncontrollable.
Moja osjetila nije, moj osjetilima nije moguće ovladati.
I have eaten enough, but the tongue wants more.
Ja sam dovoljno, ali jezik želi još.
The private parts want sexual satisfaction.
Moje intimni dijelovi žele spolno zadovoljstvo.
All the senses want more, više, više, like a fire.
Moja osjetila uvijek žele još više i više, poput vatre.
In this state, I have to say, I'm very weak and helpless.
I moram reći, u ovakvom stanju vrlo sam slab i bespomoćan.
Please, my Lord, sit in my heart.
Dragi moj gospodine, molim te, sjedni u moje srce.
And like the chariot driver of Arjuna, drive my chariot.
I poput Arjunog, kaže se bio Arjun kočijaš, vozi tako i moju kočiju.
But see, most of us are not humble enough. We are too proud to admit our fallen state.
Ali vidite, naš problem je u tome što većina nas previše ponosna, mi nismo u stanju priznati svoje palo stanje.
Once I went with a god brother of mine, an Indian Swami, and we were asking people, how are you?
Jednak sam dana išao sa svojim bratom po Bogu, jednim indijskim Swamijem, te smo pitali ljude, kako ste?
And the people, like it is custom in America and in Europe, said, I'm all right.
I kao što već uobičajeno u Europi, ljudi su rekli, dobro sam.
This Indian Swami was shocked. should see the amount of self-deception.
И этот индийский свами был запален количеством самозаворования.
How can you say you are all right?
Како можете речи да сте добро?
You are judged to be killed.
Ви ќете сасем сигурно умрете, ви ќете биени.
The hangman will come.
Доќе ќе крвник.
Death.
Смрт.
People
that. Люди се тако остали. Да.
From the spiritual perspective, we are not all right.
Из духовне перспективе, ми не сме добро.
Only when the Kripa Shakti has opened our consciousness, we be all right.
Тек када Kripa Shakti раствори нашу свјесност, бит ќемо добро.
When you know the truth, you will understand. For so long, I was a servant of illusion, a mayadas.
Кад сазнате истину, увидјет ќете да сме толико долго били слуги илузије, маја даса.
And you will think, oh way, alas, why have I served Maya for so long?
И помислит ќемо, ајој, зашто ли сам...
Ајој.
Зашто ли сам толико долго служио Маји?
At that time, Krishna will give you the spiritual strength.
У тој чиван тренутку Кришна даде духовну снагу.
To become detached from the influence of the external potency Maya.
И како не бисте били везани за утјецај те ванјске моќи Маја.
And you will come into the state of love.
И доќи ќете на ступање љубави.
You will feel deep natural attraction to God.
Осјеќа ќете дубоку природну увезаност за Господина.
So please let us not lament that Krishna has apparently left the planet or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left. The Kripa Shakti can be contacted.
Истога немамо јатиковати што су господин Кришна и господин Чајтања отишли са ове планете, јер ми и даље можемо ступити у контакт са нивовом Крипа Шакти.
It is said when you meet for a true devotees of the Lord, they carry the Kripa Shakti and you have the Kripa Shakti.
Речено е да велики господинови бакте носе ту Крипа Шакти со собом, така да ја можете добити каде ја сретнете.
I want to wish all of you all the best from the heart, and I think I can include Stavani. We wish Stavani, we wish you all the best to contact the Kripa Shakti.
Maharaj, ja vam želimo poželiti sve najbolje i pobjeru srca kako biste mogli doći u dodir sa tom Kripa Shakti.
This is definitely present.
Ona je definitivno prisutna.
Just like in the seed, there is more trees and so on.
Kao što u sjemenki postoji još stabala i tako dalje.
This may not be visible for our gross eyes.
Naše grupo oko to možda ne može vidjeti.
But it is certainly there.
Ali to je sasvim sigurno tamo.
Very soon you will see how the trees carry flowers.
Vrlo ćete ubrzo vidjeti kako drveće cvjeta.
You also can't see how the spring has entered the trees.
I vi također ne možete vidjeti kako je to proljeće ušlo u stablo.
But you will see by the effect, oh, this is spring now, very nice, the flower being in spring.
Ali po učinku ćete vidjeti, o, došlo proljeće, došlo proljeće koje sobom nosi cvijeće.
I want to wish you that the spring of true spiritual life, or as we say, true Krishna consciousness enters you and helps your consciousness to blossom.
I stoga se nadam da će proljeće pravog istinskog duhovnog života, mi kažemo istinske svjesnosti Krišne, ući u vašu svjesnost i pomoći joj da procvjeta.
And needless to say, we want to invite all of you to experience the Kripa Shakti on Saturday. That is tomorrow.
Možda tak nepotrebno reći, ali pozivamo sve vas da dođete sutra u subotu i dobijete tu Kripa Shakti.
We will now make a little pause of maybe 10 minutes.
Sada ćemo napraviti jednu kratku stanku od kojih 10 minuta.
Then we will show, then we will all go in the airplane which is parked before the house.
A potom ćemo svi ući u zrakoplov koji je parkiran ovdje pred gradom.
And we will go fly to India.
I odletit ćemo u Indiju.
But we will have the cheap version. We will do this with slide projection.
Ali imat ćemo onu jeftiniju verziju. Učinit ćemo to kroz dijas projekciju.
Yes. Before you all go, I want to request Stavali to make the good announcement so that you know where to come and when to come to the Harinam.
Prije nego što se pođete na kratku stanku, molim vas samo za još trenutak pažnje. Sutra će u Zagrebu sa početkom u 10 sati biti održani veliki Harinam. Također na večer od početka u 5 sati u kinodvorani na Remetincu počet će nama Jagija. Zbog svih ovih zbivanja u Zagrebu na koje ste svi pozvani i dobrodošli, neće biti nedjeljnog programa u našem centru u Čakovcu ovog puta, tako da svi možete poći tamo. Također se mole svi bakte koje žele dati neku donaciju za Maharadža da je uručenjem osobno, jer koliko znam nije niko trenutno zadužen za to od ostalih bakta. Hvala vam lijepo na pažnji. Hare Krishna.
Hvala, thank you, hvala.